go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
High snap to DeVito. Give to Tucker. It's pulled out of his belly. DeVito walks into the end zone himself. A 6-yard rushing touchdown, Orange.
It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a Stantonian home run. Giancarlo Nozifo Stofalo.
DeVito takes the snap with Harrison motion. Hands off Tucker. Feels his way in around his own man, and he scores untouched. It's a touchdown for Sean Tucker.
Judge swings and drills one to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Into the left field seats. A Judgian blast.
Rourke steps up. Rourke gunning near side left. Intercepted by Chestnut. As impressive a debut game as you're going to see from a freshman corner.
This is Double Down with Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan.
What's going on, everybody? Double Down on Roar Thursday. It's the best. It's the livest. It's the most fun Central New York gambling show you can find. I'm Michael Lear. Tommy Hogan with us, too. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a really fun show. We finally have a Syracuse football betting line to talk about. We'll get to that in just a second. John Lang, a name many people may not know, but you definitely know Bill's Elvis, a Buffalo Sports Hall of Famer. That's not me saying that. He's in the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, John Lang. He's going to join us in about 10 minutes to talk about how Bill's Elvis came to be. And then we're going to go through and bet the NFL board. Game start tonight with the Washington football team and the New York Giants. We'll take you all the way through your Sunday with our NFL picks. It's going to be a fun show. If you're listening on the radio, hop on to QSportsTalk.com when you get home. Drive safe home, obviously. But QSportsTalk.com is the best place to consume this show. Tommy and I have a ton of fun on there. You get the video stream. You get the live interaction. It breaks. You also get to join the chat. And the first chat in today is from our friend CBW, who said, finally, there's a Syracuse football line against Albany coming up. Tommy, it's going to be fun to talk about that line. We've been talking about the game all week, but now we get to bet it.
We have. We've been speculating. But, Mike, also, if you tune into QSportsTalk.com, the people will be able to see a shirt that I'm sure will trigger them. Mike's wearing a Dayton Flyer shirt, and I know he's got family ties with it, but he's on a Syracuse radio show right now, and Dayton has had Syracuse's number at points. So, if you want
to
be triggered...
I just try to mix up the shirts. Like, I only have so many shirts, and if we're on a video stream every day... I gotta show my unbiased gambling perspective. My family's a big Dayton Flyers crew, but let's be honest, Dayton should be small potatoes to Syracuse fans. Don't let them live rent free in your head. Wear their stuff if you're a Dayton fan. We had a great time in Dayton at TBT celebrating. That was really fun in a city that I actually enjoy. So I have no remorse for wearing this shirt right now.
Syracuse fans, we all remember 2013, second round of the NCAA tournament. No fun. They got their revenge 2016 second round, but that 2013 second round game will always sting, and Mike's got to be the one to remind us, of course.
All right, yeah, sure. So head to QSportsTalk.com, and you'll see that shirt if you want. I guess maybe I'll flip it inside out or take it off at some point if Tommy can get that to happen, but that's not going to happen. All right, let's talk the line. Finally, it's out. We're going live as of what it is this second. It's already moved today, which is not really surprising with college football lines. Syracuse plus 26.5. The over under that is now off my screen. I'll pull back up just to make sure it hasn't updated. But this is per Sportsbet, very credible book that not all books are going to have this line because it's an FCS, FBS game. But the spread at 26.5, Tommy, when we originally talked about it, wanted Albany and the under. Right now, the total's at 39.5. Where do you lean? What's your plays on this game right now, Tommy?
When we talked about this, Mike, we speculated what would be the number that you would all of a sudden flip and you would actually bet on Albany. And I put mine at 25.5, and it's at 26.5 now. I would take Albany. Syracuse wins this football game, no question about it. But I don't think Syracuse even scores more than 26.5 points in this game, to be completely honest with you. I see more of a 24-0, a 24-3 sort of game. So I like the under a lot, and I like Albany a lot too.
So in the last four times Syracuse played an FCS team, they've allowed a combined 27 points. So I'm with you on the defensive side where I don't think Albany is going to get more than a touchdown. But I kind of like the orange to cover. I actually, that's my play. I'm going to go with the orange to cover at 26.5 because of all the things I've talked about this week. I think the offense is going to try to pull some things they haven't pulled this year yet. They're going to let both quarterbacks go. I think they're going to let DeVito go in the first half, let it fly. Just show that you can at least fight for the job, try to win the job, try to show people. I know it's Albany, and we've talked all about that this week, but put a couple things on tape that make the two schmucks talking on ESPN radio right now and that make all of Syracuse football fans say, yo, DeVito's pretty good. And then in the second half, let Schrader get his try and see if he can do it. So because I think the offense is going to go all out for the entire game, that's why I'm going with Syracuse minus 26.5.
Well, Mike, like you said earlier this week on this very show on QSportsTalk.com, you thought Syracuse would have a plan of DeVito first half, Schrader second half, something like that. They'd go into the game knowing what they're going to do at quarterback. Dino confirmed that today on this station with Orange Nation. He said there's a prearranged plan that both quarterbacks already know. Obviously, he's not going to say it, and he doesn't have to. He shouldn't say it. But there's a plan going into it. You may be proved right in this game. You may see Tommy DeVito first half, Garrett Schrader second half.
I'm already doing the Michael is right dance, dude.
Doing his dance for win while wearing a Dayton shirt.
I was already right. I said this Tuesday, and you were like, no way, man. There's no way that they're going to just flip the quarterbacks. They're going to give DeVito the job and let him do blah, blah, blah. So what you're saying is I was dead right when I said they're going to go 50-50.
Now let's say this. Let me say this. Dino says there's a prearranged plan. Both quarterbacks already know that. That could very much as well mean Tommy DeVito starting this whole game. I told Garrett he's getting no snaps. That could also mean the same. But the way
I had the best take on the station this week is all I'm saying.
The way that he said it, you tend to think both quarterbacks are going to play in this game. They already know how much they're going to play. They already know when they're going to play. But I'm just saying it could also go my way of you're just going to ride with one. Who knows? But there's already a plan put in place that both quarterbacks already know about.
I'm just smiling ear to ear already because I was finally, I've only been on the station like 3 weeks and I already hit a nail on the head. You told me I was wrong. We can clip it. We can put it together with the plays and all that stuff. It'll be awesome. I'm very excited.
Accepting your win already, I'm sure is not going to come back to bite you. That definitely is not, we're definitely not going to clip this when it doesn't happen first half, second half, the way that we're saying. We'll get that out there and we'll show your dance and your Dayton shirt and get everybody to hate you as much as I do.
Wow, that was so mean. This is Double Down on ESPN Radio. We're on QSportsTalk.com as well. We're just talking a little bit of gambling on Syracuse. Then we're going to get to an interview with Bills legend John Lang. And then we'll talk the NFL slate, which is a pretty good slate, pretty exciting way to do that as well that we'll reveal a little later in the show. So final picks on this. I got Syracuse minus 26.5. I have no idea what to do with the total. The total scares me. I know you're saying for sure the under.
Love it.
I just don't know because it's – I'm just staying away from the total in general because if you take that under and Albany scores two touchdowns at any point in the game, your under's probably dead.
Syracuse defense legit. Garrett Williams has been at practice all week. That's all Dino Babers would say today. You tend to think that means he's playing. Who knows? But I'm going to say Garrett Williams is playing this week. And I like that and I like the defense to do their job. I don't love the Syracuse offense. I like the under way more than I like the pick. I'm staying away from the line. I want the under on my board, Mike.
Oh, you don't want Albany at all?
No. No, we've had this discussion on radio and on QSportsTalk.com. I'm staying when I don't like something in Syracuse's favor, I'm going to stay away from it just because I'm not someone that can bet and have something on one side where I'm also going to root on the other side. I can't do that. I don't like the emotional hedge sort of thing. I'm sticking with the under.
Kev from Liverpool on QSportsTalk.com says, if SU doesn't cover that low spread, he's going apple picking.
That's a threat.
I really do think Albany's going to get at least one score in whatever way it is. It could be two field goals. They get six. It could be a touchdown. It could be two touchdowns. And I don't know exactly in a garbage game like this, it's unclear whether or not the FCS team in this case is going to put together a couple of scores in funky ways. But I'm just staying away from the total, and I'm going with just the Syracuse line. Anything else you want on this game? We've talked about a lot this week, but we're going to put it to bed here and get on to some NFL stuff.
I'm shocked that this is the first time Syracuse and Albany have ever played against each other. How can that be true? Stunned that came out.
Yeah. How old's the Albany football program? Is it as old as Syracuse's?
No. But they've been around. Even if they've only been around for the last decade, Syracuse should have played them by now. Right down the road.
It's really hard to schedule college football games, though. Like, to figure it all out, and it's also, if you're Albany, you don't always want it. Like, if Albany's a legit contender in FCS any year, you don't necessarily want to get your doors blown off. Yeah, that's true.
Syracuse always has an FCS team in their first four or five games. They like to schedule a cupcake like this. It feels like Albany was a pretty easy one to get down the road and come to the Carrier Dome, but first time it's happening this year. Shocking.
It's also a layup of a sellout for an FCS school to, like, when Villanova came, obviously there was a pretty good crowd at that game, but it's a little bit easier to sell it out when you're drawing people from Albany that might not otherwise go to a Syracuse game. But yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. I think it was cool talking to their staff this week that they're all excited to get there. A lot of them have been to the Carrier Dome for plenty of other reasons. And yeah, that's pretty fun. I'm excited about it. So it's going to be a fun game. Get out to the dome. Also participate in all our coverage. We've got pre, we've got post, we've got everything. QSports.com and all, of course, on the air as well. But we're going to step aside real quick and come back with a Bills Hall of Famer, John Lang, who's the guy that dresses up as Elvis, goes to all the Bills games. He's a Hall of Famer. He's been there since the 90s. He joins us next to talk a little bit of NFL, talk some Bills memories, and then we'll get you our picks for the NFL slate. That's next. It's Double Down on ESPN Radio.
This is Double Down with Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Double Down on ESPN Radio and QSportsTalk.com. If you're listening on the radio, now's the best time to switch over to QSportsTalk.com because you're about to see a guy decked out in these neon yellow sunglasses. He's got a Bills sweatshirt on. He looks as funny as he is. Bills Elvis, guy named John Lang, joined us. We interviewed him yesterday, so let's kick it right out to John and show you one of the more fun interviews Tommy and I have done on this show. All right, now joining Double Down on your Thursday, John Lang, a Hall of Famer in Buffalo, better known as Bills Elvis. John, we're fired up to have you. What's up? Where are you? You in the middle of nowhere right now, driving around?
Yeah, I kind of am. I'm on heading west on Route 90.
Nice. We love the look right now. Can you take us through the outfit you currently are wearing?
It's just a Bills sweatshirt, and I've got my Elvis bifocals on, so I can see you guys.
Awesome. So we've done a lot of research about you. We've seen a lot, and we've both been to Bills games and seen you live and in person. Tell us how this whole thing got started. How did you end up becoming an icon at Buffalo Bills games?
Hey, 1992, a buddy of mine bet me a box of cigars that I couldn't get on TV. And it was the Bills Miami game. I put like Squish the Fish on my guitar and I was on the broadcast. And then Chris Berman was making fun of me after. And I had won that box of cigars. So all good stuff. And it was really hilarious because my whole section got a kick out of it. And they were bugging me, so you got to do it again. You got to keep doing this. This is a riot. So had a lot of fun with it, and I've had fun ever since. That's great.
Now, John, this might be like picking your favorite child, but who do you like more, the Bills or Elvis Presley?
I'm an old rock and roller guy, but I'm a gigantic Bills fan. I have been since I was a little kid. So I guess it'd be the Bills.
Okay.
So probably everybody watching this and listening to this knows how cool Bills country is and how crazy Bills Mafia can be. But put that into words from your perspective. What is your experience with Bills fandom, especially as it's changed ever since you became a Bills fan?
Oh, geez. It's the greatest day on earth for me. Actually, it's usually a long weekend, but it is just a great Sunday. I usually get to the lot somewhere before 7 o'clock. We've got about 50 of us from Lockport, just north of Buffalo there. We all tailgate together. We've been doing it for years and years and years. It's just a great bunch of guys and ladies to be together with every, you know, game time morning. We got the grills going, music going, the bar's all set up, and it's just fun. And then I'll suit up about 11:30 or so and walk into towards the stadium, and the whole time it's just a riot. It is. I have so much fun with it. It's great.
John, the other Bills super fan that comes to mind is Pinto Ron. Do you guys have a rivalry, or are you guys teammates and just kind of take on Bills Mafia together?
I've got a ton of admiration for that guy. I love him. He's an incredibly smart guy, a nice guy. And I can't believe his level of fandom. To go to every away game and home game, that's a huge commitment. He is really a great guy and a good friend of mine.
This is Double Down on ESPN Radio. Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan bringing you all the best bets for the NFL slate this weekend. But right now we're with John Lang, Bills Hall of Famer. Many of you know him as Bills Elvis, who's been doing it since the 90s. So what do you do for road games? Do you still have the Elvis persona on a Sunday when they're in Miami, or are you just John?
So this Miami game, I'm driving out to Laramie, Wyoming right now. And we're throwing a big Bills Mafia tailgate at the University of Wyoming game on Saturday. And then we're gonna be watching the Bills Miami game at one of the bars in Laramie. So I typically, I'll go to like one away game a year, one or two. And there's a bar in Lockport that I hang out at. And typically, there's a whole bunch of my buddies, our tailgate buddies, that hang out there. And, you know, we'll eat wings. And that's our usual Sunday anyway. So, but it's every week's a little different.
How many tables have you gone through? I have to ask that question, right?
You know, I'm pushing 6 years old. You know, if I was in my 30s, I would have broken a whole bunch, I'm sure. But now I'm kind of afraid I'd break a hip.
All right. I have a follow-up question to that. On a given sure. Sunday, how many beers? What's like your number that you're like low end, high end? How many beers on a Bills Sunday?
Good question. I used to pound a whole bunch of Jennies or Labatt's. Now I'm more of a Tito's guy. I'll have a few before the game, and you know, a couple of shots of Crown or something to get some oil in my spine. And then it's like I typically I'll quit drinking at 11 in the morning, and then I don't drink during the games either. But well, I can't say all the time. I do have people. Every once in a while, somebody will hand me one. You know, I was like, "Oh, okay." So, but of course. Typically, I don't drink during the games.
Okay, you're not going to like this question, John. But which Super Bowl loss hurt the most?
Ooh,
I had to go there.
Probably the one in Atlanta against the Cowboys, where we were winning at halftime. I actually went down to that game. And that really hurt. Yeah, that was painful. You know, although the first one with you know, of course, the wide right game, that it's hard to say. You mentioned it; they all hurt. I lived through them all.
This is Double Down on ESPN Radio. We're with Bills legend John Lang, who performs as Bills Elvis and has been doing so since the 90s. All right, so. I know that you got inducted into the Fan Hall of Fame at the Bills Stadium that changes names every 10 minutes. But what kind of interactions have you had since becoming a part, really you're a part of the organization? Have you gotten to meet players? Has the Bills welcomed you to all these kinds of events and stuff? What's your experience with that been like?
Actually, through the years, I've done everything from guest speak at their quarterback club dinners to all different kinds of commercials with CBS and ESPN and, you know, that sort of thing. And I've always had a great relationship with the Bills. They've always been very good to me. This year, I did, you know, Hallmark or the Highmark commercials, as well as the still stuff where they did a billboard of me that I have at the stadium now. So they've always been really great to me. And I've had a lot of cool spinoff stuff, like I do car commercials for like Howell Motors and, you know, Western New York and stuff. And like I said, it's a riot. The whole thing is a lot of fun.
I'll get back on a positive note for you, John. Who's your favorite Buffalo Bills player of all time?
I've got to say probably Steve Tasker. I've gotten to meet.
Wow.
Yeah, I've gotten to meet him a few times and hang out with him at different speaking engagements. And he is just a great guy. Actually, I was refereeing his daughter in a rugby game one time, and he came over and talked to me for probably 45 minutes and stuff. He's just, he is a really, really good guy. Yeah, he's a great guy.
And I gotta,
No, I was going to say, I've also got a really good buddy of mine that played for the Bills, Cold Anderson. That he was a special teamer for the Bills and safety, and I've known him since he was a bartender in college at the University of Montana. And he's a really good friend of mine and a really good guy, too.
So what Bills player has made you scream at the TV the most? What Bills player have you been shaking your TV or standing in the stands going, what are you doing? Who's been that guy for you?
You mean like other than OJ or something?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe other than OJ.
That's a tough one. You know, Billy Joe Hobert that wouldn't look at the playbook. You know, there's been a few like that, I guess. Or you just throw your hands up. You're like, come on, man. Let's go.
So, EJ Manuel, JP Lausman, a couple of recent quarterbacks have been pretty bad.
Yeah, there was a string of up there, as you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was tough.
Now, are you an NFL fan, or do you have a college football team as well?
So I actually have season tickets for the University of Montana also, and I go out to a game or two every year out there.
Like, why are you a Montana fan? What's the deal with that? What's the background there?
Let's see. I had an uncle that moved out to Missoula in the 70s. I went out to visit him. I wanted to go to school there, and I couldn't afford it at that point in time. Then I started playing rugby for the rugby team there occasionally, and I refereed at rugby tournaments there. I ended up buying a piece of land there in Missoula, and I go back all the time. I just love the town, and I fly in and out quite a bit. So it's a great spot.
If you're just joining us, this is Double Down on ESPN Radio, where Bills legend John Lang joins us to talk a little bit of Bills football, both past, present, and, of course, future this weekend against the Miami Dolphins. All right, so this is a gambling show. We talk all about betting on the Bills, betting on Syracuse football, all that good stuff. Give us the scout for this Sunday. What do we need to know? Because you probably have as much Bills knowledge as anybody on the planet.
Well, you know, I had last week all wrong.
A lot of us did.
I'm going to say, you know, the Bills by a mile, but Miami is a young team with a lot of young talent, so we got to have our act together. Our defensive line's got to be better. Our offensive line has got to be better. They got to give Josh more time and got to get the running game going. So, I'm a huge optimist for the Bills. I think we'll win, but it's not going to be easy.
That's what I was going to ask you, John. Have you ever gone into a game thinking, "Uh-oh," or are you always going in Bills by a mile?
Usually, I go in by a mile, but. back a few years, it went quite that way.
Okay. I don't blame you. I'm like that with my teams, too.
John, we had a buddy in college that was like, if Brady just throws two interceptions in the first half and then the offense gets rolling, all of a sudden we're back in the game and Tyrod Taylor is on route to win MVP. He was that legit every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I lived through a lot of Brady stuff here in New England. Oh, my goodness.
I'm a Colts fan, so I feel your pain there. Just miserable.
You got to love Frank Reich, though.
Love it. Yes, we have that allegiance. You got to love Frank Reich.
He's a great guy.
So, yeah. Have you met him? Have you talked to him?
Yep.
Good. Cool. That's cool. So you mentioned you have, now you have season tickets to Montana.
Yep.
Us East Coasters, Montana and Wyoming, they're the same thing. No offense, they're the same thing. So does it make it that much sweeter that Josh Allen, you're now franchise quarterback, basically came from Montana?
Well,
you know, they're the same.
Yeah, I get how you're looking at it, sure. So that's kind of the reason I have this big tailgate in Montana and in Laramie, Wyoming this weekend. I don't know if you ever saw the YouTube clip of the night that Josh Allen was drafted by the Bills, but it's fantastic. They have it from the Buckhorn Saloon in Laramie. I saw that. As soon as I saw it, I said, I'm going there. And I called the Buckhorn. I said, we want to put together a tailgate out in front there. And the people couldn't have been any nicer. And here I am. I'm on my way out.
Wow. Driving all the way out there.
Yeah, well, I've got to get a coolers full of Genesee and, all the Western New York food.
Yeah.
Table.
You can't check that on a plane.
No, not very easily. And I'm taking a full week of doing this. I'm stopping at the Field of Dreams tomorrow in Iowa.
Very cool.
And I'm going to the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa tomorrow, meeting a friend of mine there. And if you guys don't know what that is, that's the last place that Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper played at on the night that the music died. So I'm stopping
at
there and going to check that out. So, yep.
That's pretty cool. I have just one more question. I've been to two Bills tailgates and two home games, and I've made my fair share of mistakes at each of them. If somebody is watching or listening to this and they haven't been to a Bills game, they need a couple of tips from one of the best Bills tailgaters of all time. How do they go about their day to make sure they don't make any classic first-time Bills Mafia mistakes?
Well, you have to get it together with your buddies, and everybody has to bring something. You got to make somebody in charge of the grills, somebody in charge of the bar, somebody in charge of the music, and then you kind of take it from there, and then everybody brings something to throw on the grill, and they bring their favorite bottle or whatever it is. So you have to designate well, and you got to get there early. Like I said, we pull in at before 7 a.m. That's the best way to do it.
I got my last question now, John.
Sure.
The Colts play the Bills week 11. If I decide to make the trip to Buffalo from Syracuse and go to the game, don't know if it's happening, but all you hear is if you wear an away jersey, if you're an away fan to a Bills game, you're going to get heckled. Will you make sure that doesn't happen to me? If I stop by, will you make sure that doesn't happen to me?
Yeah, I'll do my best. Sure.
They got to listen to you. You're in the Hall of Fame, John. They got to listen to you.
You know, I mean,
come on.
Typically, you'll get heckled, I'm sure, but it's all in good spirit. You know, it's not bad.
Frank Reich.
Yeah, sure.
You got that connection. Does that help?
Everybody loves Frank. Yeah. Yeah.
Got to.
After the game,
he's the best.
When the Bills beat your wheels off, Tommy, then they'll treat you well. You know, maybe they'll be nice to you when they've had a couple drinks and the Bills just won by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
I say that about I went to a Packers game a couple of years ago in Lambeau, and the fans there couldn't have been any nicer. I mean, they were buying me drinks all weekend. And then I started thinking about it. I go, well, that's kind of because they beat us probably, and they were in a good mood.
Midwestern nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Buffalo, not so much.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Go Bills. Enjoy your weekend out in Wyoming or Montana, whichever the one it is. But
same
thanks
thing.
So much for doing this. And we'll hopefully see you at a tailgate soon.
Awesome. Yeah, hope to see you guys. And thanks for having me on.
Heck of a show with John. We really appreciated him coming on, and it made it really fun for all of us. We're going to have tons of guests like that on this show. But right now, we're going to step aside, come back, and bet the whole NFL board. That's next on ESPN Radio.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
This is Double Down with Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan.
Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough.
Welcome back. Double Down on ESPN Radio and QSportsTalk.com. If you just missed that interview with John Lang, you can check it out at QSportsTalk.com. get the reruns of all our shows. Yesterday, we did all our college football picks. Today, we're doing all of our NFL picks, and we're doing it in what's going to be a pretty fun way. If you're on QSportsTalk.com right now, you will see the giant whiteboard that Tommy and I lay out all of our picks on. But right now, as I rearrange my living room to make this work, the whiteboard has on every game on the Thursday night and Sunday slate. We're going to do it draft style to pick our bets. So each of us will get six picks, but once a game is off the board, you cannot bet it from there. The odds we're going to use are from Heritage on sportsbookreview.com. They have every place to get every different set of odds, but we're just going to use Heritage to make it easy. Hogan, are you ready for this? I'm nervous.
I'm ready. I know we said that we wanted to flip a coin for the first pick. Do you have a coin on you?
Do I? Of course I got a coin on me. It's right here.
Duh. Okay. I'm ready. I'm pumped. I've got my list. I've got my draft order.
All right. So this is for first pick of the first ever betting draft on Double Down. We're going to come up with a better name for it. Call it in the air, Tommy. Heads or tails?
We've got a delay. Tails never fails.
It's heads.
Yep.
QSports.com can believe that.
Never fails.
It's heads. So I get the first pick. I'm actually going to take the Thursday night game. Wow. I'm going to take the Washington football team and the New York Giants. Our friend Rain from Exit 31 posted this at us, but I'm going to do a little spin on it. Giants, Washington football team, per Rain, per Elias, each of the Giants' last seven games of 2020 hit the under. So did their season opener. So it's 13 of their last 16 have hit the under. I'm going to get cute with it, though.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take first half under 20 in the Giants-Washington football team game. First half under 20, you got a slow starting divisional game, short week for everybody, and then a backup quarterback in Heinicke. So I'm doing that. I'm also, I know this is probably not supposed to happen in the draft, I'm also taking Daniel Jones over half an interception at minus 150.
I like both of those. You always got to get cute with it, though, Mike. You can never just pick the line, dude. Just use the number they give you. You have to go deep into it. Whatever. Fine. If that's what you want.
Under 20 first half. That's easy.
My first overall pick is still on the board. So with the second overall pick in the Double Down Week 2 NFL betting draft, I select Chiefs -3.5. I don't think the Ravens are very good. They blew that fourth quarter lead against the Raiders. I know it was in Vegas, first game in Vegas, so you had the newly done black hole in your favor. But they've got a lot of injuries on that offense, obviously with the running back. Defense didn't show me much. I mean, the Raiders were able to do a lot on offense, even without many weapons besides Darren Waller. And then the Raiders handed them the game in overtime, threw a pick at the five-yard line, and Lamar Jackson then gets strip sacked. So give me the Chiefs -3.5.
All right, Hogan's on Chiefs -3.5. My second pick, it's the first pick of the second round.
Thank you.
I'm going to take that 49ers game off the board because I've already bet it. So San Francisco, Philly is off the board. I've got the Niners at -3.5. I'm already on them because I know Hurts was great and they're – offensive line and defensive line looked really well on Saturday or on Sunday, but this is not a week one to overreact to. If anything, it's probably one of the week ones you should react the least to. Also got a fun little nugget today.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners are doing the stay on the East Coast thing where they stay at a hotel in New York instead of going back obviously across the country and coming back the other way. In 2019, they stayed at a hotel in Youngstown, Ohio. And they smoked the Bengals in the second half of that back-to-back on the East Coast.
Okay.
In 2020, they stayed in West Virginia, and they crushed the Giants in back-to-back games against New York teams. They're staying at that same hotel in the middle of their trip. There's a bunch of great facilities, I guess, near this hotel in West Virginia. So before they go to Philly, They're practicing at this facility in West Virginia. I'm taking the Niners to cover that -3.5 because that's kind of a sexy story.
That's a great nugget, Mike. I will only give you credit when you deserve credit because I hate giving you credit. You deserve credit for that. That would have been my next pick. I didn't have that nugget to go along with it, so I'm kind of glad that you got that before me because that was deserving of going over there. Very well done. My next pick. My next pick will be the Arizona Cardinals -3.5 versus the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings lost
that
to the
sucks.
Bengals.
That was on my board.
There we go. Lost to the Bengals last week. That's a bad loss. I know Joe Burrow's back, but that old line is not very good still. Even after destroying Joe Burrow last year, you would have thought they would have improved it. Not so much. They had Ja'Marr Chase had a big play, but he had his struggles in training camp. So I don't think the Vikings are very good. And the Arizona Cardinals were probably the biggest winner of week one. You said not to overreact, but if you had to overreact, there's your week one winner. There's your MVP in Kyler Murray. I'm going to roll with that train. Arizona Cardinals -3.5.
If there's anybody I know that would overreact to week one, it would be you.
Yep.
So I appreciate that.
Yep.
If you're just joining us, this is Double Down on ESPN Radio. We're also on QSportsTalk.com. Giving all of our bets for the NFL slate this weekend. We're doing it draft style. So all these games that we've talked about are off the board. Only one of us can have each game before we get to our six-pack at the end of the show, which should be the next segment. My next pick, I'm going to go Vegas and Pittsburgh. I think the spread here is actually pretty spot on. I don't like it. It's 5.5. But I'm going to take the under 47, and I'm actually going to put two units on that. I think the Steelers win against Buffalo was kind of phony, and this is the real reason I'm betting it. The Raiders, Monday night, overtime winner in Las Vegas, first time having fans in that building for a little bit. You cannot tell me that those guys have not been hungover since Monday. And okay. Now they're going to play Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh. I love – they might lose by 100, but I don't think it's going to be a pretty game at all. I'm taking the hungover Raiders and Big Ben not score a lot of points, under 47 for two units.
Don't like that pick at all. Do not like that pick at all. I know the Steelers are good, but I think that Raiders offense started to find something in the fourth quarter and overtime. I actually had that on my board.
What do you think about them partying their faces off on Monday night?
That's quite the assumption. They're NFL players. They know they can't really do that. I know they're in Vegas now. Quite the assumption. You know what happens when you assume, Mike.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I like it, though. Under 47. I love it.
My next pick, I've got Browns -12.5. I know it's a big number, but I think the Jaguars made the Texans look really good last week. And the Browns, even in a loss, still looked really good at Chiefs. They had the Chiefs on the ropes in the fourth quarter on the road. That's a win in itself. Give me the Browns -12.5. They have one of the best rosters in football. Baker Mayfield is starting to look really good. I like that pick.
So far, you've picked all favorites. So yeah. That's cool. I do. I mean, I like the Browns pick. That was probably next on my board. I think this will be the week that the Browns basically show that they're the big boys again.
Yeah.
I think last week where they were challenged a lot, and obviously, I mean, they played really well. I think we're forgetting how awesome the Chiefs are. They're going to overcorrect on the Texans. The Texans played better than their capability last weekend, and the Browns maybe a little bit worse. So I think this week's going to be a week that they show up big time. Okay, that was my next on my board. So I will take, I know you're not going to take that game, so I can save it. Atlanta +12.5 against Tampa Bay. Atlanta got slapped around by the Eagles, but I think that the Eagles are a very good team, and I think that Atlanta's better than they played. Brady obviously threw four touchdowns and was really good. I don't like the 10 days off after week one for Tampa Bay. I think the 10 days off in the middle of a season is great, but I think after week one, you want to get to week two as quickly as you can. So I like Atlanta +12.5 against the Bucs.
All right, I'll run through this one quick. We'll get four rounds in on radio, and then we'll move over to QSportsTalk.com because we have to get our six-pack in the show. So my next pick, my fourth overall pick, I'll take Bills -3.5. They have something to prove. They were supposed to be this Super Bowl contender coming into the year, and then they play terrible against the Steelers and lose week one. They're going to want to prove that they're actually the team that people were talking about in the offseason. Give me Bills -3.5. And we just talked to Bills Elvis. Got to go with that guy. That guy was awesome.
Elvis Bills was a great guest for sure. All right, so those are our picks for the radio. But if you head to QSportsTalk.com, you'll get two more NFL picks, and then our six-pack is back on the radio in just a couple of minutes. But this is Double Down. We're having a good time on ESPN Radio.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.
This is Double Down with Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan.
Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time
Double Down on ESPN Radio. Thanks for joining us on your Thursday. We got our six-pack right here, our best picks. If you missed any of our picks, you can head to QSportsTalk.com, get the full slate. We're also going to put graphics up on our Twitters. But we got our six best pieces to go forward with today. Jordan Capozzi joins us. Tommy Hogan's with me. I'm Michael Lear. I'll go first. I haven't started off the snake draft in a while. I gave this pick a little bit earlier, but I wasn't really able to talk about it that much. Daniel Jones over half an interception tonight. Getting it at minus 150.
What?
And I think that's a really healthy number. I'm very, very excited about that.
My book is minus 200 for entertainment purposes.
Minus 150.
That's value. Am I next?
You're next.
So that's okay. My pick.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jordan.
I'm going to go next. I've kind of told Tommy Hogan earlier what the strategy is tonight. My first six-pack pick of the night. Washington football team quarterback, Taylor Heinicke. Giants defense, no bueno. Taylor Heinicke, passing yards, over 245.5. Got that at minus 120. I don't care what the number is. I was taking it.
I'm going to use my first round pick in the NFL draft that we just did as my six pack of the night. I like Chiefs -3.5 a lot. I'm not buying into the Ravens. I think they're going to have a down year. I don't think they're making the playoffs. I picked that a couple weeks ago on this show. I'm rolling with it. I think they're going to start 0-2. Chiefs -3.5. And then my second pick, I'm going to go with the pick that Mike took off my board that I really liked a lot. Niners -3. Philly looked really good week one, but the Niners, they were up 41-17 at the two-minute warning against the Lions, and somehow the Lions came storming back and got the ball with 30 seconds left to tie it. So I think the scoreboard shows the game was a little closer than it actually was. I think the Niners are for real. Give me the Niners -3.
I hate to do it, but I told you all that I was all aboard the Heinicke Express. Give me Taylor Heinicke over 21.5 rushing yards as well. I told you I was doing it, Tommy Hogan. We are all aboard the Heinicke Express.
Good pick. I like that.
We're doubling up on Taylor Heinicke. If Chase Young thinks he's a baller, he's worth a couple of picks.
I actually like that a lot. I already have a prop in the game, so I'm not really going to go with two props tonight, I don't think. But I do think that's pretty fun. It's a fun little touch there.
Until Heinicke gets hurt or something, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go with a teaser. I'm going to tease.
Of course you are.
I'm going to put two things together for a teaser. Dude, I make money on my teasers, so get off me. Bengals versus Bears. The total's at 45. I'm teasing that down to 39.5. And then I'm going to tease that with the Cowboys over. I'm going to get that at 49.5. So it's the Cowboys over teased with the over in the Bears-Bengals game. I like that a lot. I think that's a good pick.
Who's Dallas playing? Remind me.
Chargers.
Oh, I like it, Mike.
Yeah, right. a little teaser over. But this was Double Down. Great week. We had a lot of fun. We had a couple of good guests. We previewed everything, and we had a great time. So thanks so much, everybody, for listening. If you're on ESPN Radio, if you missed anything, get to QSportsTalk.com. You can rewatch all our shows throughout the week. You can rewatch the college football picks we made yesterday, the NFL picks we made today. Some of them were on the radio. Some of them were only on the video stream on QSportsTalk.com. But we'll also put them out in graphics. So thanks so much for listening. You can join us Monday through Thursday, 6 to 7 on QSportsTalk.com and ESPN Radio.